Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Rita Sue Will Show.
Might as well put your hands together.
Rita Sue Will Show.
I need just a little more Jesus, a little more Jesus, a little more Jesus. I need just a little more Jesus, a little more Jesus.
The Rita Sue Will Show. BlogTalkRadio.com. Rita Sue Will Show.
Doesn't matter. What's the problem? Go on. Work it. 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 Yeah.
Yeah, 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 buddy, yeah, buddy. What's up, everybody? Good morning, good morning. Hey, I got a little buddy right here with me. His name is Michael. Say good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Say it louder. Say good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Say good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Tell everybody how old you are.
7.
Oh, he said 7. That's right, that's right. Hey, I got 3 questions for y'all real quick, real quick. Who would talk about the things young people really want to talk about? Rita Sue will. And who will answer their questions right here on the air? Rita Sue will. And who will remind everybody else that age is more than just a number? Rita Sue will. What's going on, everybody? And welcome again to the Crimson Cafe with Rita Sue. I am your host this morning, and I'm so glad to be with you all again on another beautiful, God bless you, beautiful Saturday morning. Man, I got some wonderful co-hosts with me this morning in the Crimson Cafe. We are broadcasting live, that's right, from the den. That's right, over at the Jones Den with my special guest. You're going to meet her in just a second, and I know you all are going to love her just as much as I do. Yes, you will. And we got another little cutie here. We got 2 little cuties here. You heard one already, Mr. Martin. And the other one, we call him Sugar Booger. Booger Sugar. Yeah. Hey, Junior. Hey. He looking at me with them big old eyes like, why are you talking? Oh, he said hi back, y'all. All right. Now, listen, everybody. Hey, once again, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. That's right, that's right. And we are here with my special guest. But hey, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. So before I go too far and too fast, we're going to kick things off right. So everybody, you know how we do this. We do like we do. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. That's why I had to make it quick. My mama said, don't worry the Lord, because he already know. Speaking of which, before we go another further, I got to say good morning to my mama, Miss Edna Pemberton. Y'all call her Miss P. Good morning, mama. I know you are already up and at 'em doing your thing in the big, big community of Oak Cliff. Now, listen, everybody, I say this every week, and it is still true. The Oak Cliff community is continuing their beautification efforts and their economic development. So those of you who live in the community of Oak Cliff, I know you want to know how you can help out and how you can be involved in that. So let me tell you what I need for you to do. In order for you to go ahead and do that thing, I need for you to go to Oak Cliff. Go to the heart of Oak Cliff, 3662 West Camp Wisdom Drive, and that is where you will find the Southwest Center Mall. It used to be Redbird Mall. Yeah, that's my partner over there. He said it's time to eat. His mama's feeding him. It's going to be all right. All right, now, so once again, go to 3662 West Camp Wisdom Drive, Dallas, Texas, and that's where you'll find Southwestern Mall. And listen, go into the mall on the first floor, the main entrance, and go to your right towards Center Stage. After you pass Center Stage, you look over to your left, and you will see a room called the Community Room. And that, my dear, is where it all goes down. That's where you'll find Miss P, and she will tell you how you can be involved and how you can help out with the beautification effort and the economic development of the community of Oak Cliff. Listen, don't you let anybody tell you that your Oak Cliff is not, your community is not worth saving. Oak Cliff is a wonderful, it's a beautiful and vibrant community, and don't let anybody tell you any differently. And if you want to make it better, that is how you can make it better. They are going to need nonprofit organizations. They will need small businesses. If you have an accounting business, if you have a construction business, if you have a designing business, you know, all of those things, they will need all of you, okay? Now, listen, I'm letting you know how you can be involved. Get in on the ground floor. If you don't get in on the ground floor, don't get upset when someone else comes into your community and builds up their own business, and then you start complaining that they're coming in your community and taking your money, because that is exactly, just like he did, that's exactly what's going to happen. Somebody else is going to swoop in and take your money right out of your hands, okay? Now, with that being said, hey, once again, if you are just waking up and tuning in, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe, the Rita Sue Will Show, and this is Rita Sue, and once again, I have my guest, my special guest here with me this morning. And you are going to love her as much as I do. I picked up another little co-host, too. His name is Michael. You heard him again, right? Say good morning again, Michael.
Good morning.
That's right. That's right. He's right here next to me. He's going to help me host the show this morning. Hey, now listen, everybody. We have some birthdays in the month of March. I know today is April 1st, but we have some wonderful birthdays in the month of March, and I got to give a shout-out to them once again. So, first of all, we had Miss Kendra Gasper. Miss Kendra, I work with her, and another lady named Broadra Hampton. Happy birthday, Miss Broadra. And the one, the only, Edna Pemberton, my mama. Uh-huh, that's right. So, you know, I got to go ahead and give an applause out there. So happy birthday to your mama. So, mama, this is for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mama. Happy birthday to you. Now, listen, I know you may have heard some bad notes in there. It's early on a Saturday morning. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. All right. Now, for the month of April, oh, my goodness, some special birthdays coming up. So, Dr. Dre, I call him Dr. Dre, Mr. Andrew Nevels, happy birthday to you. His birthday is on April the 3rd. He loves WrestleMania. That's what he's going to be doing. Happy birthday, Dre. Also, another wonderful birthday coming up soon. I'll probably get a chance to tell him again. Mr. Olu. Hey, that's a really, really good friend of mine, Olu Igbo. He's also my manager. Happy birthday, boss. And also, Aubrey Wagner. Happy birthday, same day, April 6th. Happy birthday, everybody. And for those of you who have anniversaries, who are celebrating anniversaries, happy anniversary to you. Man, getting all that out of the way right before we get to my special guest. So she's here this morning. I'm going to let her good morning to you guys. I see we already got some callers on the line. I'm going to get to all of you in just a second, I promise, and you're going to get to talk to my special guest. So without further ado, this is a young lady who I've known a few years. I've watched her grow up. She is a beautiful, beautiful young lady, and she is going to be talking with us this morning. I'm going to let her come to you in her own way. We're not going to put her on the spot, but we just ask her a few questions and see what she's got going on in her life. None other than Miss Carrie Jones. Miss Carrie Jones. Good morning, Miss Carrie.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
Good, good, good. It's so good to see you up and early this morning. And she's gonna introduce her special guest in a few minutes. And I, you know, you already heard. I have my little co-host with me too. He was like, "Pete Carrie." Man, that's my buddy right here. So, Miss Carrie, how's everything going?
Everything's going good.
Good, good. You got your little special guest here this morning, and can you introduce him to the world, please?
Yes, here is my son, Curtis Jr. He's 9 months old.
Oh, Mr. Curtis Jr. Hey, y'all, that's all of the hype that you hear in the background. That's Mr. Curtis Jr. You know, that's not noise. That's my little hype man back there, my second hype man. My first hype man is right here next to me, Mr. Michael. You know, that's my homie right there. So we are going to... Now, Miss Carrie, how old are you?
I'm 21. I'll be 22 on July 1st.
Oh, my. She's already 21, y'all. It's hard for me to believe that already. She's 21. All right. Oh, my goodness. Look, I got another guest over here. Say good morning, Cass. Look, you can't be around your daughter. She's on my show now. Back off. Yeah, that's my friend Cass over there. Hey, everybody, listen. I'm going to tell you this. If you want your dude did, if you want your dude flipped, baby, you need to get with Miss Cash. Look, you can find her on Facebook. She has a Facebook page, Cash Manual, K-A-S-H Manual. So if you want it done right, get with Cash. Her prices are right, and, baby, you will not regret it. You will be hooked, because I know I am. I only let two people do my hair, and that's Cash or Honesty. And honestly, you know who I'm talking about. Good morning, Honesty, by the way. All right. All right, so we're talking to Miss Carrie Jones. Miss Carrie, you said you're 21 years old, right?
Yes.
So you graduated from high school when?
2014, from Townsville.
From Townsville. Ooh, so which magnet did you specialize in?
Professions.
All right. So what was your aspiration?
I wanted to become either an OBGYN or a registered nurse. Those were my two things that I wanted for sure to be in the OBG world. So if it wasn't a doctor, I'd rather be a registered nurse in that field.
Okay, good. And now, let me ask this. I'm going to ask that question later because that's a very important question, but I'll ask that later, okay? All right, so now, what about, and I know you got some siblings and everything. I'm going to let you say good morning to your siblings first. Go ahead.
Good morning, Shay, Kiara, Gabriel, Mikey, and Terry.
Yeah, that's a fam, y'all. Mm-hmm. Listen, I was, Kiara was going to be on the show with Carrie, but she's not here this morning, but that's all right. We got Carrie online, y'all, on here live. So we're going to just kick it with her for just a few minutes. We got some callers on the line that we're going to say good morning to Miss Carrie. Phone number 9382, are you with me this morning?
Good morning from Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, I know who this is, but for the sake of everybody else, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Keila Bazil. Good morning, Carrie, Cash, Mikey, Miss Rita, and everybody else.
Good morning. Good morning, y'all. That's my one of my besties right there, my BFF, Miss Keila. We had her on the line before, and Kayla, we have Carrie on. She's my special guest, and we're going to let the people get to know her a little bit better. And we have a letter that we're going to read also, and we're just going to have a whole bunch of fun. So just hang out with us for just a few minutes. Phone number 2794. Are you with me this morning? Phone number 2794. Not yet. All right. Cool. Phone number 5652, are you with me this morning?
Yes, I am with you this morning.
Oh, and who do
Good
I have
morning,
the pleasure of speaking
Carrie.
With?
Good morning, Carrie. This is Carrie's grandmother. This is my G. Good morning, Carrie.
And
good everyone
good
else
morning,
that's...
My G.
Good morning. Good morning, Michael. Good morning to everyone that's on the show this morning. Carrie, I am proud of you. Glad that you stepped up to do what you're doing, and I'm going to be listening to the show. So good luck.
All right. Woo! Oh, man, that is just wonderful. That is wonderful. Okay, so everybody else, we're just going to get to know Carrie just a little bit better. So just a couple of questions, Carrie. Now, let me ask you this, because you said you wanted to be in the OB-GYN field, right? In the medical field, specializing in OB-GYN, which is a wonderful field, by the way. So let me ask you this. Are you still interested in that field?
Yes. Absolutely.
Good. So are you in school right now?
As of right now, no. I am looking into going to school by August.
In August. Great. So have you decided what school you want to go to?
Right now, just to get the basics out of the way, most likely El Centro.
Okay,
good. Going to a
4-year college. Okay, good. Hey, now you guys heard that. We're going to hold her to that. We are going to make sure Carrie gets in school in August at El Centro. That's right, getting the basics out of the way. Y'all heard it right here on the... in the Cooler Cafe with the Rita Sue Will Show. So we're going to keep her focused and make sure she gets in there. And I know, Carrie, because you made some really good grades in high school, right?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, she was Miss Smarty right there. And what AP classes?
Yes, ma'am.
Woo-wee! Yes, ma'am. So now listen, let me ask you this. So if there was anything, what do you think held you up from going right away after high school?
Well, one was I never been from home by myself,
okay.
And two, I started dating, and I didn't want to leave the relationship, but, like, it wasn't really a setback. It was just mainly I wasn't ready to leave home.
Right. Okay. I understand that. So the topic of our show today was A Little Too Young. So, you know, there are a lot of things that a lot of young people want to do or they do, and then they realize, you know what, I was maybe just a little bit too young to do that, and maybe I should have taken this road or that road. But let me tell you this, you are not the only one who thinks that way, because I'll be 50 this year. Woo! I'm having a party. You're all invited. Now, and so we all look back and say, you know what, I should have done this. I should have listened to this person or that person. What's the one thing maybe that you can say that you should have done, you should have listened to either your parents or whoever advised you to do something that maybe you would have listened to it, or you think back and say, you know what, maybe I should have gone that way instead?
I should have listened to my mom and just went off to school. Even if I didn't go all the way to Houston, I should have at least went to a community college and started off there until I was more comfortable with living and going on my own.
That's good, too. So, parents, listen, for those of you who are listening, by the way, if you haven't called in yet but you're listening online, our children, they are listening to us. They may not do everything we tell you, but they are listening. And sometimes they may not say it, but, you know, every once in a while they'll think back and say, you know what, I should have listened to my mom. I should have listened to my dad. But parents also, that is a testament to you. Don't give up on your children. If your children don't go the way that you expect them to go or the way that you want them to go right away, you keep praying for them and watch how God turns it around. Because I'm telling you, Carrie has a beautiful – she's a beautiful young lady, and I know she's going to do well. She's still, and Carrie, you know you're still very young, right?
Yes.
So it's not too late. It is not too late. Now, tell us about Mr. Because, you know, a lot of people, we have a letter about this, too, mm-hmm. And I pulled this letter out for this reason. And for those of you who are listening, I want you to know that I did not put Carrie on the spot. She volunteered to talk about these things on the radio to help kind of educate her peers as well. So I am extremely proud of her, of her bravery to do this. Now, tell me what it's like to have a baby, to have a son at such a young age, you know, being single. Just talk about that a little bit.
He's special. He's like, I love him, even though, like,
right.
I should have did it differently. I should have waited. But raising him is like the best part of my life right now.
Awesome. You just hear that, best part of her life. There's nothing like a mother's love for her son, no matter what age you are. Yes, exactly. So, and now there are some people who I know of, some young people. Well, tell me this, because I know you have a lot of family. How much help do you get?
A lot. More than anybody's ever wished for. So.
What about grandparents?
Well, she's here. When she's here in the morning, she wakes him up at 8 o'clock every morning. He eats his oatmeal. And when she comes home, she makes sure he either has oatmeal or something else that he likes to eat for dinner. And she calls throughout the day.
Yeah, y'all, listen to me. When I tell you of somebody who is attached to their grandson, baby Cash and that baby, yes, Lord. And he imitates everything she does. Like, she really does. And sometimes she'll be waking him up and Carrie be asleep. Mama, stop waking him up. And she'll say, get up, Carrie. He's awake. Yeah, that's right. And he sees Cass and he just wants to leap into her arms. And she better catch him, too. But let's get to talk to Carrie just a little bit more. Carrie, we have a letter here that's written by, we have a number of listeners who write letters to the show. And so I'm going to read one of the letters, and I'll give my opinion, and I'll let you give yours too, okay? All right, so now remember, everybody, we are not here to bash our young people. We are here to uplift our young people and, you know, and to answer their questions. You know, we'll be honest with them and make sure they're on the right road and make sure we're there to guide them the right way. but definitely not bash them. Now, we'll be honest with them. Sometimes people don't like it when we're honest, but we want to make sure we show them love and support. So here we go. Now, also remember, the opinion is not that of KGCMRadio.com or Blog Talk Radio, but my own, okay? So that's the opinion of this letter. When I give my opinion, it's just my own opinion, all right? So here's the letter. It says, Dear Aunt Rita, thank you for coming back on. I'm 23 years old and still single. I graduated from college last year and have already started in my career. The only thing I need now is a baby to make everything complete. A lot of women have babies without being married. My family thinks I'm crazy, but times are a little bit different now. You don't really have to be married to have a baby. What do you think? Okay, so, Miss, I want to have a baby. If you're listening right now, I just, first let me say this. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for writing into the show. I won't say like your family says that you're crazy, but what I will say is that this is some of those things that you should really, really think through before you make that decision, because it's a little bit, yes, a lot of women have babies without being married. Some people plan it. But in my, and now this is once again just my opinion, it's a little bit selfish to the baby. What if the baby does want a father? What if the baby wants to be raised by mommy and daddy, like some of the friends? You know, when they grow up and they go to school, and you have the father-daughter dances for Valentine's Day, or the mommy-daddy, the mommy-son lunches, or, you know, the father-son camping trips, and, you know, things like that. There are some things that maybe we as adults don't really think of that sometimes the children want. We think about what we want. And we think about what's best for us, but we don't always think about what might be best for the children. And because I'm a Christian, I got to go ahead and say this. I believe God designed the family perfectly. He designed it to be mom, dad, and children with two parents, you know, with mom and dad. And he gave assignments to mom and dad. He told the dad, don't provoke your children to anger. You know, he let the parents know, if you spare the rod, you'll spoil the child. And he lets the children know, children, obey your parents. And so sometimes, like I said, we as adults, we think about what will make our lives complete. But when we're talking about having children without having two parents, we're not really thinking about the child's life being complete. We're thinking about our life being complete. So let me just say this. I think maybe you should go and ask, you know, maybe if you are a Christian, if you have a church home, go ask your pastors, talk with someone in your church. And, you know, rethink that. Think about what may be best for the child, not necessarily just best for you and what makes your life complete, but how the child's life can be complete. And think about every aspect of childhood, not just the fact that you make enough money, not just the fact that you can take him wherever he needs to go, but, you know, what if he wants to, you know, what if you have a son and he wants to have that private one-on-one talk with his dad? You know, some children do that. I have four sons. And sometimes they want to do that. They need to have a one-on-one conversation with a man, sometimes with their dad. And, you know, it would be selfish of me to say, well, no, your dad and I are not together anymore. You talk to me. I mean, you know, let's not be – just think about it, okay? That's my opinion. Let me see. Carrie, what do you have to say?
Well, she's 23. She has more than enough time to wait, further her career, and then have a child, maybe even get married. Because trying to have a child right now, it's not gonna really benefit her, because she still has to go to work, she still has to maintain a job, maintain all her bills, and she's not gonna have as much time as she wants to believe with her child. So in my opinion, it would be better to just wait and figure it out along the way. And because as of right now, even me, I have my son at 20, and I have more than enough help with him, and I still do. And as soon as he has that child, sometimes you only have 6 weeks to maybe 3 months before you have to go back to work. And depending on what field she is in, she is going to have to go to work. And depending on what her hours are like, she has to figure out who could watch her child, who can she trust truly to watch her child. And that you have to take all that in consideration. You can't just say, oh, I have a baby fever and I want a child now. You have to think about completely everything when it comes to that child and how your schedule and everything is going to be.
Absolutely. That's coming from a young person, Carrie. That was nice. I love it. Ms. Keela, what about you? What do you have to say?
It is so great to hear Carrie talking and speaking on this topic. And Carrie, I'm so excited to hear that you're going to get in school. You know, I'm cheering you from the sidelines, although the sidelines are far away. I'm cheering you on because you are a very, very bright young lady, and I am very proud of you. I know I don't get to see you, but I know that you're doing a fabulous job as a mom, and it's awesome to hear you speak to your peers and even younger young ladies and young men about having a kid at a younger age. When they hear it from their peers, it means something very different. I actually got married at 20 years old, and so there was a lot of growing pains that I had to do. Now, granted, I have been married for 29 years now, but there was a lot of growing up that I had to do very, very, very fast. And so it's great that Carrie's got this support system. Many people don't have that support system. So as you're thinking about having children at a very young age, you've got a lot of factors that you have to think about and consider before you just, you know, oh, I want a baby because, you know, it just looks glamorous. It's a tough gig. It is not easy. It looks easier than what it is. So if you don't have to put yourself in that situation at this point, then don't. Wait. Plan that out, and you'll be much better off, I can assure you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, yes, Keena, I know you're proud of her. I'm so proud of her, too, and I'm proud of that. I'm really, really proud of the fact that she was willing to talk about this subject on the radio, and I absolutely love that. Margie, what do you say?
I'll just continue to say, Carrie, like I said at the beginning, I'm very proud of you because it takes a lot of nerve to just, you know, to speak out about things, especially at this time and age. You know, there's a lot of peer pressure, and for you to step up and do that, I'm just really glad that you did, because a lot of young people need to hear that. And just know that God has a plan, and just wait. It doesn't matter. I mean, what's done is done, and I'm just speaking to the young people that are listening. Just wait. Know that it's okay to wait. There's a plan. God has a plan for everyone, and his design is the perfect design. No matter what pressure you're under, if you just wait on God, it's going to be for the best.
That's right. That's right. Hey, y'all, that sounds like wisdom right there. I love it. I love it. Miss Cash, what say you? You heard the letter. What do you think about the young lady who wrote the letter?
Live first. Make someone that you love going to love you back. Make a baby in unity. And that way, all the crossroads you come through and go through, you'll have someone there to go through it with. Because being a single parent, like they say, people make it look easy because that's something they have to do. They ain't got a choice in the matter. But if you have a choice, make the right choice. It's not about you when you're talking about another life. So, you know, think that through. Live life a little longer, and it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much for that. Absolutely. Young lady who wrote the letter, if you're listening, you're still very, very young. You're only 23 years old. You graduated from college, so congratulations for that. Seems like that you already, you know, you kind of have a plan of what you want to do with your life. But like everybody said, just go ahead and don't rush into anything. Wait first, live your life, get acclimated in your career, meet someone who loves you, who will love you back, and then make a baby in unity. But, you know, don't rush into it, but definitely, definitely wait. And I appreciate everybody's comments on that. And so we're going to get back to Miss Carrie, a young lady who we're very, very proud of. Okay, so Miss Carrie, now, I know that there are a lot of other young people who say, I know one specific young lady, I won't call the names, that, you know, oh, I can't wait to have a baby. Now, did you ever think that?
Well, no, I was complete opposite. I was always the one that said, I don't want any kids. I like, for myself, I never liked being around a whole bunch of kids. I liked being to myself. I didn't like the crying, the cleaning, and all the mess and everything. I was very particular about how things went. So I always said I didn't want any kids, not for a long time, maybe one or two.
Mm-hmm.
But just saying, oh, I can't wait to have kids, no.
Right, right. Now, listen, for those of you who are just waking up and tuning in, once again, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. And you can go ahead and call in and speak to our special guest, Miss Carrie Jones. You can call in to 773-897-6291. That's 773-897-6291. Baby, you have just entered into Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe with Miss Carrie Jones. And, you know, this is a radio show where we talk to our young people. We talk about things they want to talk about. We answer their questions right here on the air. We even take time to honor and to feature them on our show. My co-host is back, y'all, Mr. Mikey. Say good morning, Ms. Mikey.
Good morning.
That's my little co-host this morning. He's hanging right with me this morning, everybody. Mikey, tell me something. What do you have special going on? How are you doing in school? You doing well in school? How are your grades?
Good.
They can't hear you, Mikey. How are your grades?
Good.
They're good? All right. What kind of grades you making?
90s and
100s. 90s and 100s. That's what I'm talking about. Keep it up. Keep it up. And what do you like to do on your spare time?
Play.
You like to play? What's your favorite game to play?
Say basketball.
Basketball.
And baseball.
And baseball. All right. Basketball and baseball. So who's your favorite basketball team?
The Cavaliers.
Cavaliers. What? Oh, no. He's not a Mavericks fan, but that's all right. He's only 7. Okay. But, okay, so that's my co-host, y'all. Okay, back to Carrie. So now, once again, everybody, hey, hit me up on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, or you can call in to 773-897-6291. Or you can go to Blog Talk Radio or KGCMRadio.com and chat live with me on the air. Back to Miss Carrie. Miss Carrie, it's so good to have you on this morning. Okay, so you're going back into the medical field, right? Okay, so tell me this. Like in the next 3 to 5 years, where do you see yourself?
3 to 5 years, hopefully I'll be done with school, being an RN, or even further in my education even more to be a doctor.
Good, good. So while you're in school, do you plan on working in your field as well?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Good, good. Have you had anything lined up as of yet?
If anything, I would still like to go and work for the medical office that I interned for in high school just to get started and then later on start working at Baylor.
All right, Baylor. Yes. Nice, nice. So everybody listen, if you know anybody who is hiring right now, Carrie wants to get into the medical field, you tell them I said they need to hire Miss Carrie Jones. She has a resume already together. She's ready to send it out. And we are going to help her with that. We're going to assist her with that because we want to make sure Carrie is on the right road. We want to get her started, jumpstart her career. So those of you who are on the line and those of you who are listening live on the air or online, go ahead and make. If you know anybody who is hiring in the medical field, so Carrie can get maybe an entry-level position for Miss Carrie Jones. She's trying to get out there. She has a son. So we need to make sure she's making her salary is enough to take care of daycare for her son, child care for her son, someone who she can trust. So, you know, yeah, so let's hook her up. If you have any information that he was letting y'all know, hook his mama up. So if you have any information, please send it to theRitaSueWillShow@gmail.com so we can help out Miss Carrie Jones. She's getting back in the medical field. She's going back to school in August to get her basics out of the way, and in the next 3 to 5 years, she wants to already be an RN, so we want to make sure we help her with that. Also, if you have any information for scholarships or grants, you can send that as well to theRitaSueWillShow@gmail.com, and we'll make sure we get that information to Miss Carrie Jones. All right, y'all with me on that? Good. All right, all right. We're going to help get Carrie on that right track. Also, listen, I have another announcement. Tomorrow morning at Zion Baptist Church, the men's monthly breakfast. I was told don't forget to announce that. The men's monthly breakfast at 6:45 a.m. Yes, Lord. On the Sunday morning. Yes, indeedy. Also, Zion Baptist Church is having their annual workshop again. Annual workshop. Zion Baptist Church. I'm sorry, we got a little feedback right there. Okay, so Zion Baptist Church is having a workshop, their annual musical workshop, beginning this Wednesday. Everybody come on out. 25 So somebody, I need somebody to put their phone on you. Yeah, I got somebody out there who's got some feedback going on right now. Hey, so caller 9762, I got some feedback coming from you right now. Put the phone on mute, okay? All right, that's going to help us out a whole lot, but we're going to keep rolling on with the show. Hey, it's all right. This is Mad Mate, Will, and Ken, and up on you. Well, I'm pretty sure you didn't stand on all the feedback coming from your phone. All right. Wait. Phone number 9762. I need you to hang up and call back. Yeah. That's all right. Hey, y'all. Once again, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you just entered into. Okay. Looks like they've done that. They're hanging up and calling back. All right, thank you very much for that. We just have a little feedback going on, but that's all right. Call back. We need you to call back. 773-897-6291. 773-897-6291. All right, so those of you who are listening in, call back. And we're so glad to have you. So, Miss Carrie, have another question for you. You told us in 3 to 5 years you'd like to be continuing your education, and also you'd like to be working in your field, and working at the medical office that you interned for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can't do that particular office, you'll do another one, right?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I got some people looking out for you. I got some feedback going on. People are looking out for you, baby. I know that's right. Y'all hook my girl up. Now, what about Mr. Curtis? Because you say it's Curtis Jr.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming his last name is Curtis as well?
Yes. How is Mr. Curtis still? Is he an active father? Yes, he is.
Very active. Oh, that's awesome. I love that. We have an active father in the house. That's what I'm talking about. And so he plays a huge role in Junior's life?
Yes.
Oh, good. Does he say he visits often?
Mm-hmm. He comes now since he lives throughout the week. He comes every weekend, spends time with him, and we'll go with him. So that way it's not far of commute.
Right.
And we'll go spend time with him.
Oh, awesome. Okay, and so phone number 9762, are you with me this morning?
Yes.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Satori.
Satori, how are you, baby doll?
I'm good.
Good. It's good to have you on this morning. I have Miss Carrie Jones on the phone with me. Say good morning to Miss Carrie.
Good morning, Miss Carrie.
Good morning.
Satori is a teenager too. Satori, tell Carrie how old you are.
I'm 15.
She's 15 years old, and She's a freshman in high school, but she's just now starting her high school career. But she, like you, she's very bright, and she already knows what she wants to do with her life and everything. Now, all the young people, remember this. When you make your plans for what you want to do for your life, you know, what you want your career to be, you know, everybody has that. When I grow up, I want to be blah, blah, blah. It's okay that your plan will change. Your plan will continue to be tweaked along the way, along the journey. Some people, we had another guest on the show, Robert Olum. He's from Nigeria. He came to Nigeria. He was going to be a doctor. It turns out now he is a mortgage director. So, you know, he's still very successful, but he switched careers once he got to America. So it's okay that your plans will change just as long as you keep moving forward. And if you happen to have a setback, it's okay to understand, okay, I have a setback, but it's never too late to keep moving forward, to go back and get back on the right track and get back on the right road. And it's good that you and the baby's dad get along well. He's an active person. He's active in the baby's life. That is outstanding, and I love that. And I absolutely love that. Also, I love the fact that you all go over to where he is as well, and not that he's only coming over here, you know, making it seem like it's just him having visitation rights every week, but you also go over there and spend time with him. We got about 20 minutes left on the show, and we'll be having such a great time with my co-host, Monkey, with my special guest, Miss Carrie, and her special guest, Curtis Jr., and even with Miss Cash over here, Grandmama over here running stuff. She's got to run my show. I can tell her she can't have this show. She got to get her own. That's right. I love Cash. Let me tell you something, people. Let me tell you a little bit. I got to tell you a little bit about Cash. Cash is tough. Cash was a special guest on my show a while back, and she revealed to us that she has three girls and three boys. And the things that she focuses on with the girls are a little bit different than her boys. She raises her boys to know that they have to be providers for their families and leaders for their families. And she raises her girls to teaches them to respect yourselves, respect your bodies, and don't go chasing after every guy. But, you know, you take care of what you focus on, what you need to focus on. And the guys later on, relationships and everything will come. And I just love that about Cassie. She's tough, but she's preparing her children for the real world. You know, some people they don't. I know sometimes our young people don't understand that it could be a mean world out there, and the parents have to prepare our children for that. So Carrie, we got just a couple more questions for you, girl. We're not gonna bug you anymore this morning. Now I know your mom does a lot of hair. Do you help her with that?
Yes, sometimes.
And so I know sometimes that Cass, she has her license and all that. Are you girls getting your licenses and stuff for that too for him?
Yeah, for sure. I'm still thinking about it because I like tough survivals. I'm not really the hair specialist like she is and Sierra.
Right. So you help out, you ain't just trying to do it full time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand it. But that's good. Hey, you know, go to something on the side. Mm-hmm. It's always nice.
Yeah.
Well, something on the side, a little change. That's good. Okay, and then also, now what about Mr. Michael? What the one? Yeah, not Mike Junior. How does he feel about baby Curtis?
He loves him. He's weird about it at first, but now as he's getting older, he's like always around him. He's hugging him and kissing on him, and he wasn't. When I first found out I was pregnant, I thought he was gonna yell at me, be very disappointed, which he was disappointed. But he said, "I'm grown. We need to figure it out, make sure that he's okay, that he has everything that he needs," and he was very disappointed.
Right. So you kind of answered my next question, which was, how did your parents take it when you told them you were pregnant?
Yeah, I thought I was going to get so much trouble, and I thought I was going to get kicked out. I was bawling in tears. But apparently my mom already knew, and she was waiting on the front porch when we pulled up, and she was like, "It's y'all life, it's your baby. Don't expect me to help out," but apparently she does anyway.
Yeah, we always say that. But Now, what about you? How did you feel when you first found out you were pregnant?
I didn't want to believe it. We took two pregnancy tests, and I still didn't want to believe it. So we went and did blood tests, and they said that we were. And it was a Christian community center.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat down, we talked about it, we prayed about it, and she was just letting me know that everything was okay, that God has something to learn, and that it was all good.
Awesome. And I'm glad you went to a Christian center too as well. Because the thought of abortion ever cross your mind?
At one point it did, but I had to stick to what I believe. I don't believe in abortion. I have I just wasn't ready to become a mother.
Right, right.
So I just had to, like, stick to it.
Right, and that's understandable. You know, when you're young and you're unmarried and you find out you're pregnant, you get all kinds of thoughts in your head. I understand that. And so that's why I'm asking these questions for some other young people who may be going through that. So now, what can you tell another young person who may just be finding out right now that she's pregnant, she's young, and she's pregnant, and she's not married, and she's scared to death to tell her parents? What do you tell her?
Slow down, just take a breath,
mm-hmm.
think about what it is that you want to do, and, like, even though you're afraid of what they might say, they still your parents, they still love you, and they'll support you in any decisions that you have.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for that. And now what about the young men? Because I know, you know, what was Curtis's reaction?
He was just real quiet. When I was sitting there crying, he was sitting there with me, making sure that I was okay, but he was quiet.
He was probably more afraid of what your parents were saying more
yeah.
than his parents, right? Yeah, I can imagine that. And then so, what told your parents that you 2,000 together or just you?
Yeah, we did film together.
And you know what? And I have to tell her that I'm proud of you for that. He did not meet you by himself at that time. And so we hear those stories so very often where, you know, the young man, he probably gets scared. They probably get a little nervous. And then they, you know, they leave the young lady to tell her parents by herself to go through the whole emotional supposed to by themselves. But it's outstanding that he didn't do that. He actually stuck in there with you, and he was with you every step of the way. That is so admirable. So let me go to the phones real quick. Kayla.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm hearing all these things about, you know, I'm talking about the things that Curtis did to stick with him. What do you think about that? How he was with her to tell her parents. He was with her, you know, and still there. What do you think about Curtis?
I think that's very admirable of Curtis, because it's not something that Carrie entered into by herself. So I don't think it's something that she should have had to take care of alone. So I think it's admirable of Curtis. I've only met him one time, but I already like what I hear about him. And
I actually
have a daughter that had a baby out of wedlock as well, and although she was 25 years old, it still stung to get that, you know, from your child that I'm pregnant, I'm going to have a baby. Because you all are babies no matter how old you are. And so, you know what? I couldn't even imagine my life without this grandchild. It has completely changed my whole world. That is my everything.
Absolutely. And I have to agree with you, because when my son, he told me that, you know, he and his girlfriend were pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that told me. He didn't leave it for Tamara to tell me. He told me. And he was the same way. He was really nervous. She was really nervous. And, you know, how I guess, you know, you have to play these speeches around it through your head.
Yes.
And what am I going to say? Okay, so I'm just going to say this. Or, okay, I'm going to tell her this. And then, you know, she'll probably say this. And then I'm going to say that. You know, you got this whole scenario playing in your head of how you're going to tell your parents. And so when my son told me, just as Keila just said, it did sting. And just like you said, your mom said, hey, your child, your responsibility. But just like Keila and just like Cash, TJ is always, as soon as he sees me, it's me and TJ.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce can't say two words to him. Because, no, wait, this is mine. Gigi is here now. So it's me and TJ. And sometimes Bryce is like, Mom, you always taking over. Hey, don't worry about all that. This is my grandchild. So, but like Keila said, I can't imagine myself without that child right now, without my grandbaby. But once again, it was awesome, and I'll have to tell Mr. Curtis that it's awesome that he, you know, is definitely a major part, and he did not leave that to you by yourself. I think that's outstanding. So, and then just a couple of questions. Now, what about your sisters and your brothers? What did they think?
Well, they were excited. I don't know why, but they were like, Ooh, because everybody, like, always said they was going to be the first one to get my mom a grandchild. Well, he wasn't, because just like, I'm too young. But anyways, Shay and Kiara, they were so excited. Every time Shay come home from Alaska, she would, like, just give me big hugs, constantly rubbing at my stomach. It's like, sometimes it gets, you know, annoying. But, like, they were excited when we brought them home for the first time. They were all trying to get them, and it's like, it's my turn to hold them. It was just, I don't know.
Oh, outstanding. And what about Mr. Uncle Michael? How's Uncle Mikey doing, handling Curtis Jr.?
He said he's too young to be an uncle, so he said he's going to be his little brother for right now.
But you know what? I see him with Curtis Jr.
Mm-hmm.
All
the time.
Yes, he does such an amazing job with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Cash told me that he reads to him.
Yes. They play games together.
Play games together. That is outstanding, outstanding. And it's good that, you know, he gets a chance to be a part of the baby's life as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's good. Now tell me about Maji. How did Maji feel?
Oh, Maji.
I know she's on the phone, but I want to know from Carrie's.
I'm not quite sure because I believe my mom told her first.
Uh-huh.
But I believe she was really okay with it. She was like, she wanted me to wait until I was older, but she wanted to make sure that me and Curtis was okay and that we were in a stable place as far as our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she was okay with it, I guess, a little bit. But as soon as she fell in love, she fell in love with him as well.
Right, right, exactly. And so I'm asking all the questions just to say this for the young people. No matter what decisions you have made, no matter what you may have gotten yourself into, your family is going to be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this to the parents. Parents, I'm talking to you now. Our children are not perfect. They are going to make mistakes. They're going to make a lot of mistakes. And I don't think their mistakes are going to be any worse than the mistakes that we made. We may say that. We may say, oh, when I was young, I didn't do all that. And when I was young, I didn't have to do all this and all that. But you know what? The mistakes that we made when we were young have just an effect on our parents as the mistakes that our children now are making. And so we may think our mistakes were not as bad as theirs, but it has the same effect no matter what it was. So parents, you have an open communication with your children. So when things like this happen, if your daughter is now pregnant and scared to get to tell you, our children need to be able to come and tell us. If not, what happens is you have now children who are running away because they're scared to face their parents. And we'd rather them face us and for us to go through it with them than for them to run away because they're thinking, I'm going to get kicked out. My parents are not going to forgive me, no matter what you've done. Even if it's something that has to do with, you know, if you've done something and you have to go to jail for it, your parents are still going to be your parents. Your family is still going to be your family, and we will go through that with you. We all make mistakes. We all mess up. Parents, let's get to the point to where we are having an open communication with our children, so when they do make these mistakes, they won't be afraid to come and talk to us about it. You'd rather them come to come talk to us than get advice from their friends, because their friends are going to just tell them from, you know, a friend's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Their friends are young just like they are, so they're not really thinking from a parent's perspective. And the parents, of course, will be like, hey, you know what, you should have come to me, or why didn't you come to me? Well, if we're making it difficult for our kids to talk to us, that's why sometimes our children don't come to us. Even when it comes to relationships, when it comes to anything, when it comes to careers, I get a lot of letters from young people who are going into a career, and their parents didn't approve or didn't want them to go into that particular career. The child wants to be a nurse, but the parents want them to be a doctor. The child wants to be a business person, but the parents want them to be, you know, an actress, an actor, a model, and things like that. So parents, we just have to have an open communication with our children, okay? Let's make sure we do that so that we won't regret later on when our children need to talk to us about something and they're afraid to, okay? Let's create that open communication. We have a lot of events at Zion Baptist Church. We have what we call our youth and teen summit, to where we're talking to both parents and children about communication and about responsibilities and about expectations. With things about everyday life, things that our children will go through. And so now I have Maji on the line. Maji, are you still here with me?
Yes.
This is Kiara's grandmother. So tell me, when you first found out about Miss Carrie having a baby, how did you feel?
I think I was kind of not really shocked. It's just that Carrie, I just didn't think it as Carrie. But I mean, I still love her regardless. Like I told her, you know, it don't beat yourself up. Do not. I mean, we all make mistakes, like you said, and that was just my approach of it. You know, I'm going to love her regardless, and I'm going to support her. No, it's not pretty, but guess what? None of us are perfect. We all fall short. So, you know, and if we want God to forgive us, how about we forgive people? Because one day we're going to be in the mercy seat. Somebody's going to have to forgive us for something, you know. So, I don't like to judge people. And so I would not judge her. But I did let her know that, you know, it's not going to be easy. And I don't know if she remembered me telling her, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. It's real now. It's real. It's not play. So, but, yeah, I support her. I mean, I love her. I love him. And, you know, that's where we are right now. What she's done, I don't want her. What I didn't want her to do, like I said, is beat herself up about it. And I told her, hold your head up. Don't let anybody make you feel bad. Just do what you know you need to do.
Absolutely, and thank you for that. So, I have Carrie's mother, baby's grandmother here. Cass, from your perspective, Carrie, tell me what she thought on her end. So when you first found out, how did you first feel?
Disappointed. Because we have set her up from the beginning to do what she said that she wanted to do for the school, for the college. We did everything that we thought we were supposed to be doing as parents. And when she decided not to go to college, it wasn't something that, you know, she came and sat down and talked to us. It was a bunch of beat around the bush type things, and we had to kind of figure out what was going on. And then when the pregnancy occurred, it just kind of hit in a sense where we wasn't understanding,
right,
you know, why it was happening. But of course, you know, it was one of those things. Okay, you don't cross this bridge now. This is where we get.
Right.
You didn't grab hold of some big girl underwear, so you're going to have to finish.
I know that's right.
So that's where we at right now. And now she knows when she had it to where she only had to worry about herself. Go to school, and we was there, you know, making sure she do what she needed to do, and we did what we were supposed to do. Now it's her plus the baby.
Right.
So it makes it three times harder because she has to figure out what she going to do and how she going to do it, and she got to do it with him.
Right, exactly. So, and that's completely understandable, too. Disappointed at first, but, you know, we fall in love with the grandbabies, and, you know, Cass still loves her daughter, and Maji still loves her granddaughter, and everybody in Carrie's circle still loves her very much. So, you know, but the main thing was to make sure we prepared her that, hey, Carrie, this is not going to be easy. It's going to be a little bit more difficult. Doesn't mean that you can no longer do what you said you wanted to do. It just means that now you have to think about, you know, if I buy some pizzas, I'm not just feeding me now. I gotta get two. If I go to the movies, I got to buy not one ticket, but two tickets. If I go out of town, I got to get, you know, buy just one plane ticket. Now I got to get two plane tickets. So everything comes in twos now. So, you know, and that's understandable because that's how it is for me. When I think of it, when I go somewhere, when my boys were younger, it was always, okay, how much is it going to be for five people, not just me? people that would invite me to go to a banquet, and it's $20. Okay, cool, it's $20 for me, but I got to say something. That's $100. That might be $20 for you, but it's $100 for me, you know, and things like that. But it's good that it sounds like you have a good head on your shoulders. And, man, I'm very, very proud of you, like I said before. You guys, hey, we're at the end of our show. We had a great time. I want to personally thank Carrie for being on with us. Hey, you guys, remember to go to church tomorrow. And if you don't have a church home, you can meet me at Zion Baptist Church, 2517 Dow Rock Road, Rowlett, Texas, where my pastor is Reverend David L. Griggs, Jr. Hey, everybody, and listen, church starts tomorrow at 8 o'clock. It's first Sunday, 8 a.m., so come on through there, 2517 Dow Rock Road. Hey, and I'll see you here again next Saturday, 9 a.m., the Rita Sue Will Show in the Crimson Cafe. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you, Carrie, for being with me. And I'll see y'all next Saturday, 9 o'clock a.m. on KDTMradio.com.